perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. But this morning, at least for the first half hour, and perhaps longer if you want to call in, as our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But for the first half hour, we're going to be talking to my wife, Barbara, and we're going to be talking about spices. Why spices? Well, we've used these spices for the better part of 20 years. And there are all sorts of the spices, chili spices and garlic spices and all sorts of different flavors. It really adds so much to cooking, and we've enjoyed them. But they're unusual type of spices. They're put out by a fellow we call Old Bell, a specific company. My wife and son ran into them many years ago at a convention, and we've used those spices ever since then, enjoyed them. And then we got the idea that perhaps we could share them with our listeners. It would help us doing what we're doing, and would certainly, for all intents and purposes, spice up their lives if they were to use them. They're not that expensive. You can get small bottles for $7.50 or so each, and there are half a dozen we carry, perhaps a few more. Good morning, Barbara. Why don't you tell our listeners what the spices have done and how they've made your cooking so much easier and so much better?
Well, good morning. Well, we ran across these years ago at the Harvest Festivals, and there it's nice because you get a chance to taste the various ingredients or the things that they have in a lot of the food items, and my son and I would love to go there, and we tried some of the things that they had, and they were very, very good. And when we brought them home and started using them, the one thing that we realized was that they were like a spice blend as opposed to just the different spices that you would normally put into a garlic, you know, if you're going to do like a stir-fried garlic or something, you know, you'll have maybe various different spices that you would use. Well, this is a spice blend, and he has worked very hard to put these together so that that's all you have to use, essentially. We'll do a stir-fry and use nothing but either cook these vegetables in a little olive oil or a little butter, or you can use coconut oil if you like, and then just sprinkled a little bit of the spice blend in there, and then put some more on the vegetables when you put them in, and that's about all you need usually. Unless you're a real salt lover, then you could put more on if you wanted after that. But you know, in our household, it became kind of a funny, fun time, because there'd be often times that you know you would say, "Oh, you know, this is so good," and Chrissy and my son or I would say, "Oh, just thank old Bill." And so this is really how it all came about, when she and Stan said, maybe we should ask other people if they would like to use them. So this is what, you know, as I say, we've been using them upwards of 15 years, probably closer to 20 years. And there's hardly a day goes by that we don't use them in our cooking in some way. And we offered probably the most popular ones that we have. They have quite an array of things that they use. They have a beef sauce blend, which is very good. It makes some of the best gravy you'll ever hope to have, and it's so much easy to use. It has its own thickener in it and all of the flavorings. And the one that works for us is a barbecue steak dry rub, which has everything in it. And he says, you know, he just rubs it on his meat and he barbecues it, and that's about it. And then we just got a different array of like the Cajun spice blend. If people like to New Orleans or to Louisiana and like the Cajun cooking, it's really good. The chili spice blend is also very good. We have an enchilada seasoning blend, which I use to make an enchilada sauce, which is so simple. The garlic shake is wonderful for stir fries. Then we have an Italian spice blend, which we use a lot. And then the taco spice blend, too, if you like, you know, making tacos or, you know, taco salads. And so these were the ones that we decided to offer. And if you call and ask for a listing of the spices, it does give the ingredients in there, too. And the one nice thing about them is they don't contain things like MSG, or, you know, really detrimental additives for use, because our son, and sure, Dr. Stan has mentioned at times that our son has is deadly allergic to MSG and anything with it, or it that has artificial flavors or anything that is related to it, like the autolyzed yeast or anything like this. So that is another reason that we like them, is because we didn't have any dangers of any allergic reactions whatsoever.
And the trouble is that so many things today, you know, unless you read the labels, you have no idea what's in it. And there can be sulfites, there can be certainly MSG, and our son's extremely sensitive to this. So it's just nice to know we have something that is based entirely on natural ingredients. So many of the proprietary goods you're going to buy in the grocery store or the other things you're going to get will have other things added to it that can be hazardous to your health. And certainly we've used this for the better part of 20 years. I've never had a reaction. Our son is extremely, extremely allergic. He picked that up in the Navy after they gave him multiple vaccines, and I had almost killed him because he suddenly triggered an asthma and he still has this today, although he's ever so much better, fortunately, almost 20 years after getting out of the military. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's just nice to have something that you can depend on. And these are very dependable products. And they're just simply spices. They come in jars and all the various different tastes that you want. And it makes eating so much more fun when it really tastes good. And it's so simple to do. And so often, you know, as we're having dinner, and I will comment how good that is. And, of course, Barbara or David always say, well, that's old Bill. So if you have any questions at all, our number is 1-800-606-5. Let's see, on this number you would call the call-in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What are they, about $7.50 for a jar?
They're $7 a jar for starters, and these are small jars, but they do go a long way.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment, Barbara. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning is my wife, Barbara, who was just simply talking about the spices. Now, how can people order the spices if they'd like to? How can they get in touch with you and order the spices?
Oh, they would just have to call through your answering service, the Radio Liberty Answering Service. That's at 800-544-8927. You know, 800-544-8927. They have a list of the spices. In fact, the people down there are trying to, learn how to use them themselves so that they can also tell people, you know, what they like and what they've used them for. And of course, if you don't want to come on the radio, call and leave your telephone number there, and I'd be happy to call anybody back and talk to them about them, because I just talked to a friend of ours last night, and he started trying some of these, and he says, now, he said, I have all of these spices sitting on my shelf, and I don't want to use them anymore. And that's the interesting part, is even that we have adopted some of the recipe books that they have put together, but we have found that what we do is just use a lot of our older recipes and use the spice blends. One of the things, become very creative. We'll decide what we're going to use, and they go, okay, what flavor do we want tonight? What are we going to do? And if it's, you know, we decide we're going to have something Italian, we just go and get the Italian spice blend. In fact, we did this the other night, just decided that we were going to have this, some chicken breasts, thinly sliced chicken breasts, and I just moistened them, put the Italian spice blend on it until it soaked, in a little bit. And then we used, that time I used some little butter just put it, the spice side down, took a little bit on the bottom, and just, cooked it very gently. And that was it. That was all it took to cook the chicken. And I think Stan, you said it was very good.
It was very good. And of course, the gravy blend, it really makes it so much easier for it to make gravy, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does, because it has the cornstarch, everything in it already. And we like ours thick, so it kind of sticks to the food a little better. It's not runny, and so which really does help. Sometimes if we want to make it a little thicker, we will have to add a little bit of water and cornstarch. Otherwise, the flavor can get fairly intense. But the nicest part about these spice blends, too, is that you can start out using, we do send also some starter recipes with this. We'll give you a little bit of an idea of how much to use for different size dishes.
If you'd like to order them, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to talk to Barbara, have a question or comment, the number is 877-254-7524. But basically, of course, all these different blends, and they just make certainly cooking and, of course, from my point of view, eating much more pleasurable. So it's not just simply very bland taste at all. And certainly it's just a little bit of the spice there will just transform the whole dish. And whether it's a Cajun, certainly, or whether it's the Italian, but all of them, and we're carrying, what do we actually carry, six different spices at this time?
Eight of them all together.
Hey, pardon?
We have eight different kinds all together.
Eight different kinds all together, and of course, but they will really help the cook, the average cook, and even if you'd like to get interested in it, of course, our son helps with the cooking, and he really enjoys this. And already, of course, he always prepares the meats, and using these spices makes the meat, especially the steaks, taste ever so much better. Well, certainly, Barbara, what would be your advice to people if we're interested in starting out? Which one would they start with, or would they start with all of them?
Well, you can see, it depends on how much you like to cook and what flavors that you like. The ones that most of the people have started out with is the beef sauce and the garlic shake. And these are very good. And the garlic makes a wonderful stir fry. It makes you more creative. The nice thing about using the stir fry, you get a lot more vegetables in your diet. And of course, we live in a wonderful area here. We have a lot of good fresh vegetables that we can buy. But they can also be put into dips. They can be used for soups. They can be used for casseroles. It is just amazing. Different sauces. The Italian spice blend is one of my favorites. We use it for making soups. It can be made. There is one recipe where you can make your own Italian salad dressing. And as I said, we offer several of the recipes along, when we do send out the spices. Or you can just write and ask for a listing of the spices themselves. But I just lost my train of thought.
Okay, fine. Well, if anybody's out there who has a question or comment, of course, the number to call is 877-254-7524. Otherwise, I think we've pretty well covered most of what needs to be covered. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners, Barbie?
Well, one of the nice things about the spice blends is they do have a long shelf life. If you keep them, cool, relatively cool, or if you keep them in a cool, dark place, because we used to buy them when we got them there at the Harvest Festival, we would buy, several jars at a time and then just put them aside, and we'd find out that, that over a year later, they still tasted just as good as the day we got them. And in these times, too, when you're storing up food, which you probably should be doing because we just don't know what could possibly happen, and you get things like, some of the rices and pasta, things like this, they do, after a period of time, if they're not really stored well, are going to get a bit of a stale flavor. And this is one of the reasons, too, that we thought maybe a good idea for people to have these on hand, because the spice blends would go, blend in with the pasta and the rice, and you'd get a good flavor, and it would cover up any stale flavor that you might have. And they blend in wonderfully with canned food, foods, with fresh foods. I don't think I could be without them right now. In fact, it was interesting. I talked to the daughter of the man who started this the other day, and where they live, they have she owns a restaurant, and that's all the spices that they use of any kind in the whole restaurant are only her father's spice blends. So I thought, well, that'd be a wonderful place to go and eat. I'd be in big trouble there, but we do. We use them all the time. They're just wonderful to have on hand. And it makes you be really creative with your cooking. That's the one thing that I found so much. And you can just use the recipes that you've had over a period of time and substitute a lot of the various spices by using just one of the spice blends and putting it in there. And you start out, with the examples that we send out, that how much you might want to start with, and then you can just gradually add until you get the flavor that you like. And so that's really nice, because Some people will like theirs a little stronger than others. This way, you don't have to worry about, measuring out a lot of things.
Well, after using these spices for almost 20 years here at the our home, why we just decided to offer to share these with our listeners. So, see, the proceeds from the we buy them wholesale, we sell them to you retail. And, of course, we hope that the proceeds will be used to keep Radio Liberty and all of our outlets on the air across America, but also sort of to spice up the lives of the various people who listen to Radio Liberty. Well, Bobby Gott, thank you so very much for getting up early this morning to share those thoughts with our listeners. One more time, just list what the various spices are and the gravy mix, and then we'll let you go back to bed.
Thank you. Thank you. The beef sauce blend is very good for making, obviously, making the gravy. I was just making some turkey soup not too long ago, and I couldn't get enough richness in it. And I thought, well, I'm just going to try a little bit of the beef sauce in there, and I just put about a tablespoon of that in with a large batch of soup, and it made all the difference in the world. It just gave a richness that it didn't have before. And it, for some reason, it just wasn't coming together. And then the barbecue steak dry rub is very good. People have really found that very popular. There's the Cajun spice blend for if you have anything like the Cajun foods at all. It'll make a jambalaya. You can use it for gumbo. You can use it for a lot of things like that. Or the rice. There's a chili spice blend. So if you have any Mexican foods that you like to make. It has chili flavoring in it. They're excellent. The enchilada seasoning blend, is another one that's a Mexican seasoning, and it's so easy to make an enchilada sauce with that one, because we just put it a little bit as the soup, and of course we use the Healthy Request, Campbell soups, and I don't want to give them a plug, but, their other soups do contain MSG, so we can't use those. And so it helps. We use the Healthy Request soups. But you have to, as I say, it's up to you. If you don't have any problems and you want to eat those things, you can. We don't recommend it. The garlic shake, as I say, is great. It's for anything with the garlic flavor that you want to add. And for stir fries, it's wonderful. The Italian spice blend, is really very good for making soups and for anything that you want to over vegetables, you can put it over chicken. And then we have a taco spice blend as well. And they're all, they come in small jars to start with, and anywhere from about 5 to 6 ounces. And people have mentioned how that they do go a long way. So they last a long period of time. We really enjoy them. I would hope that maybe some people would like to try them. And it just, as I say, you can have a lot more fun with your cooking, and you don't have to go out and buy a lot of various spices. Unfortunately, they don't have the sweet spices, the cinnamon and things like that, that you're going to use for baking, but they do have, these are all primarily for meals. For casseroles.
Well, I want to thank you so much for getting up early this morning. Of course, I get up at 6 every morning, but Barbara made a special point to get up early this morning so she could be on the radio with us to tell our listeners about the spices. Thank you so much for getting up, honey, and we'll look forward to the next stir fry that you have. I always look forward to that. It's a great way of getting a lot of vegetables, and they just taste so great, and I always know that I think you put the garlic a spice in that, and it really just transforms the stir-fry from something very casual to something very, very special. God bless you. Thanks so much, honey, for getting up with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to be doing open lines the rest of the morning. So if you have anything you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But America is entering an entirely new world. The world I was born in doesn't exist anymore. The Christian America, where we had prayer in schools and the Ten Commandments and we had Christmas programs, and we can't have Christmas programs anymore. We can't celebrate Christmas. Of course, Christmas is a national holiday, but don't you dare have a Christmas program in a school to honor the birth of Christ. So why would we have Christmas as a national holiday and not be able to, of course, to have a Christmas program in schools? Because they want to destroy the faith of our children. They know they can't destroy the faith of the older people, but they can destroy the faith of the children. Now we're almost two generations in since 1962 and 63. They took prayer out of our schools. They knew this was going, of course, to result in a chaotic society with increasing crime and violence. But, of course, what's the solution? Why a police state, ladies and gentlemen? That's exactly what they want, where, of course, where the police are armed and the public is disarmed, and that's what this, all the propaganda you're getting about the Sandy Hook incidents, that's why they brought a choir all the way from Sandy Hook, Connecticut, to the Super Bowl. So the little children could sing America the Beautiful to remind us of the terrible thing that happened there at Sandy Hook. But if every day we saw the picture of the children who have been killed, the thousands that we have killed in Syria, the thousands that Barack Obama has killed in Syria, why, for financing that revolution, thousands of slaughtered.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines the last half of the program. Our number is 877-254-7524. If there's something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. 877-254-7524. But, you know, I was just thinking how most people never consider too much about Edward Bernays. The name is not very popular. Most people don't even know who Edward Bernays was. And yet he was one of the greatest murderers of all time. Having killed millions and millions of people, he was actually the nephew of Sigmund Freud. He was the author of a book called Propaganda. And he was hired by major corporations and by government to push, actually, various propaganda concepts. And certainly he wrote a book. It was called Propaganda. You can get the quotations from it on my website. Just type in Radio Liberty, Edward Bernays. But he said, you know, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of. Our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And he simply talked about how you can convince people of almost anything. And he was hired by Lucky Strike, the American tobacco company, to convince women that they should smoke. Now, men had always smoked pipes and cigars and cigarettes, but women, certainly in the early part of the last century, weren't smoking. And they wanted to get women smoking. And so they put on all these ads on television and certainly in radio to convince women they should smoke. And they got millions of women smoking, and millions of them have contracted lung cancer and died because of Edward Bernays. But he was so convincing. You know, have a smoke, not a sweet. Have a smoke, not a sweet. That was one of their campaigns. And then they always, in the movies, they always had women smoking. He always saw that the movies had women smoking. Of course, that changed when they realized that millions of women were dying from lung cancer and from cancer of the lip and of the esophagus and of the nasal pharynx and, of course, of the pancreas. And they all directly related to the smoking that Edward Bernays, a mass murderer, brought upon us. Another thing, he was hired by the government to convince us we had to fluoridate the drinking water. Why? Well, when they were building the nuclear weapons, one of the byproducts of building nuclear weapons was fluoride. They had to dispose of it, so they came up with the idea of putting it in the drinking water. And then you had to convince the people, it was going to help children's teeth. Little children, if you care about little children, you don't want them to have dental cavities, do you? And so we've got to put the fluoride in there. Of course, the whole thing was fraudulent. All the scientific studies were fraudulent. But they sold it to the dentists. They sold it to the doctors. Nobody ever challenged it. Everybody knows fluoride prevents dental cavities in little children. And who would want little children to have dental cavities? Well, certainly, if you go to the areas in Europe, most of Europe is not fluoridated. They have better dental health than we do. And certainly, Eastern Europe, of course, the communists fluoridated the drinking water in Eastern Europe because, of course, it has an effect on the mind. It subdues people so that they're not aggressive. The same reason that the Nazis used the fluoridated the drinking in their prison camps. But, of course, the Eastern Europe, of course, was set free, and, of course, they took the fluoride out of the drinking water, why the dental health of the children improved. But you're never going to read this in a newspaper in America because 90 to 95% of all of our major media outlets are controlled. Of course, that's beautifully covered in a book called The Media Monopoly by Ben Bagdikian, and we're going to be carrying used copies of it. Of course, you can go up on the Internet or look up The Media Monopoly by Ben Bagdikian. I think it costs about $100 for the book. Are you going to put out $100 for a book? Of course not. Why do they have the price so high? Why? Because they don't want you to read the book. The last thing they want you to know is that the media in America is controlled, and your ideas and your thoughts, your very emotions are constantly manipulated. You can see this so beautifully in the way they're playing up the Sandy Hook tragedy, and because we don't know what really happened back there. We do know, of course, that the initial reports were that there was no assault rifle used. I'd suggest if you question what I'm saying, you write down and get out your pencil and paper so you can take notes on everything I say and check it out, because I could be lying to you as well. But if you write down YouTube, ABC, NBC, CBS, no assault rifle Sandy Hook or something like that, YouTube, ABC, CBS, NBC, No Assault Rifle, Sandy Hook. You'll actually go to a website and you'll actually see the initial broadcast that were put out by ABC, CBS, and NBC that said the assault rifle was found in the car. The assault rifle was found in the car. This was pistols, but you see, they realize they can't outlaw pistols, but they want to get rid of assault rifles to establish the principle of disarming the American people. And then, of course, they will proceed with that. And they want to disarm us. Why? Because they want a dictatorship in America, ladies and gentlemen. There really are people who want a dictatorship. That's the Trilateral Commission. How do we know they want it? Well, because they elected Barack Hussein Obama. The elections last November were totally fraudulent. And you can go up on the Internet. There are all sorts of web pages that will show you that both Ohio and in Pennsylvania, more people voted for Barack Hussein Obama than were even in the communities, according to the census, much less registered voters. And in many of the areas, of course, where there were nobody watching the polls, 100% of the people voted for Barack Hussein Obama, not even one vote for Romney. Do you honestly believe that? Do you honestly believe that more people can vote in a precinct than there are registered voters? And yet it happened time and time again. It was all fraudulent. But then, of course, George Bush lost the election in 2000. The Supreme Court, which is under the control of the Brotherhood, gave him the election. George Bush lost the election in 2004. But then John Kerry, who belonged to the same secret society that George W. did, they were both part of the Skull and Bones Luciferian Society. But John Kerry was promised he would be well rewarded for his treachery. Of course, John Kerry was also a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. They wouldn't let George W. in either one of those because he was really such a knucklehead. I met him. I talked to him. I shook hands with him. And, of course, George, well, if you meet him in real life, why, he's a very forgettable candidate. And I wonder how many of you met and shook hands with and chatted with George Bush. Well, I did. And believe me, he was not of the caliber to be the President of the United States. But because his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and the director of the CIA. Why, of course, George W. was one of the leaders of this whole movement to destroy America, to bring about a one world government. And, of course, he wanted his boy, his son, little Georgie, to be president. And so they rigged the 2004 election, even though John Kerry won that election. Why, he did not challenge the fraudulent nature of the voting any more than, of course, Mr. Romney challenged the fraudulent voting that took place in 2012 that put Barack Hussein Obama in the White House. And Barack Hussein Obama does exactly what he's told, because 11 of his initial employees came from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 86 of our Canadians and Mexicans, but they run America. Both political parties. Our number is 877-547-5524.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season.
Well, Dr. Stan is open lines, and you will talk about whatever you'd like to. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. But we're just pointing out how they're playing this whole issue of Sandy Hook and the tragedy there, and they're using this to justify weapon control. We don't even know if the assault rifles were really used. We hope you go to YouTube and simply type in on your search engine, YouTube, ABC, CBS, NBC, no assault rifle, Sandy Hook, and you'll find out all three major commentators. You will hear them with your own ears and see them with your own eyes, all saying from the major networks, there was no assault rifle used. Of course, they changed the story. They control the media because they want to do away with assault rifles, and Barack Hussein Obama comes on, and he weeps on television for those little children. Why doesn't he weep about the 2,000 children we abort every day? Why doesn't he weep about the children, the innocent children that his drones have killed in Pakistan, where we've killed hundreds of civilians with our drone attacks? Why doesn't he weep about the thousands of children who've been killed over in Syria? We've killed probably between 60 and 1,000 innocent civilians with a U.S.-financed civil war, an American-financed civil war. And, of course, who do you think's behind this so-called Arab Spring that has brought chaos to Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Syria? Well, who do we have on the line?
Dan, this
yes,
is Virginia Farver.
Hi, good to have you with us.
Hi. I just wanted to elaborate with the Sandy Hook, what's going on. And there are so many things in our environment which are causing so many people to get on these antidepressants and medications. And I hope everybody got to hear your show last week with Deborah Davis about cell phones. And so this is what I'm involved in because my son was involved in the brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State campus. And people can also look this up, too. There was also a breast cancer cluster on the UC San Diego campus around the same time where they actually had protests on campus about electromagnetic fields. But what's happening is now across the U.S. we have 4G for the fourth generation cell phones. And so now this has doubled the strength of all of the cell towers and antennas across the nation. And so the regular cell towers used to just give out what was called just a wave to your cell phone, and now we're getting data waves so these people can use their internet and whatnot on their cell phones. But this stuff, a huge component of this is what I've heard from some of these experts, is depression. And our kids are constantly on cell phones. They are constantly exposed to Wi-Fi. Cell towers are proliferating everywhere, and so much of this could be stopped.
It must be stopped because, of course, it's lethal. And they know it is, and they're doing everything they can to conceal this from the American people. But the information is out there if our listeners will go up on the Internet. And do you have a good website where people can go to get information on cell phones?
Well, I don't really have a website, but there's a lot of Lloyd and Sam Milham from the International EMF Collaborative have many websites, and you can look up any information you need on this. And you can also look up electrosensitivity symptoms, and there's over 120 symptoms, and I urge everybody to look at these because I believe and that so many people have symptoms, but they have no, they can't tie it to anything. And there's actually, reports out of Europe right now that are saying over 50% of their population are going to be electrosensitive by 2018.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, if you are a man and you carry a cell phone on your belt, why, your sperm count's going to drop to 50% and the sperm are going to be deformed. They've done the studies. They've compared the people who are wearing the men who are wearing the cell phones, you know, and using the cell phones. I mean, people say to me, you mean you don't have a cell phone? Sure, I have a cell phone, but I never carry it with me. I only take it on trips when I'm going on long trips, but I keep it as far away from me as I can because it emits radiation and it's toxic radiation. And basically, they are intentionally exposing us to this sort of thing. Why do you think, of course, it was 100 years ago, 1 in 80 people got cancer, and now it's 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women? It's not just the cell phones. It's the bisphenol that's in all of our cans. And they know very well this is one reason why girls are going into puberty 2 or 3 years early, is because the bisphenol, it's a line in our cans. It's in our plastic bottles. It's in all sorts of plastics, and of course it's an estrogen, and it boosts the estrogen in women, and of course it feminizes the boys. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They've known this for 40 years. Bisphenol, and cell phones. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. America's under attack today. There are people who hate America because we were a Christian nation, and they hate Christ. They hate everything that's good and wholesome and noble and worthwhile, honorable, because these are wicked and evil people. And that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the degree of evil that exists today. And these, of course, are the people in the Trilateral Commission, 87 members of the North American chapter. They control both of our political parties, and they control the media and the banks and the corporations and the military and our churches. Yes, they've even at the highest levels of our churches. Why do you think the Vatican is covering for pedophilia and homosexuality? Why do you think that? Why did Ted Haggard, a homosexual pervert, who was the head of the National Association of Evangelical Protestant Christians? You think that happened by accident? We're under attack today. What else would you like to say about cell phones? We're almost out of time.
No, I absolutely agree with you, but I think there's so much of this stuff, just like you're mentioning, that we can avoid in our lives, and we need to teach other people around us not to use these devices. If you have to use them, I suppose, but, you know, if you don't have to use them, please don't use them, and just take care of your kids. There's a lot of things that we're being exposed to right now.
And, of course, the thing is, if you're going to use a headset, but don't carry it on your body, ladies and gentlemen. The electronic waves, cell waves, the damage condition. God bless. Thanks for calling in. We'll be back to finish up the program in just a moment.
Thank you.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things
to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survived, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, why, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, or you can simply subscribe to our Sunia monthly newsletter, or certainly you can, if you had something you could advertise with us or donate, anything you could do. And if you're not in a position to help, and I know an increasing number of people are having real financial problems, and I can only tell you it's going to get worse, but if you're not in a position to help financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we've survived for 20 years, and I know some of the people who started out at the time I did, well, they're not here any longer for one reason or another. Their organization has been infiltrated, and believe me, they infiltrate organizations. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Protestant Church, conservative organizations, liberal organizations. They know exactly what they're doing. But the average individual doesn't even understand there is an organized effort to undermine the very fabric of our society and to change America from what it was into a chaotic situation. And out of the chaos will come a demand, oh, we have to have more power to the government, disarm the people, take away their rights in the name of preserving their freedom. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We got a couple of great new CD sets. One is on geoengineering, of course, but now they're are using their very spraying techniques, whether they would be through satellites, dumping massive amounts of aluminum into our atmosphere, or certainly using putting aluminum into the jet fuel so it will ignite and burn better. But also that aluminum gets into the environment, and that's one reason for the contrails. And then the chemtrails, where they actually have government planes, military planes, actually spraying products, and they've changed our weather. And they know how to change the weather. They can create earthquakes, they create storms, they create hurricanes, and they are changing our weather dramatically. How can you verify this? Well, you certainly go to Rosalind Peterson's website. She has 40,000 government and military and files there, references 40,000 of them going into geoengineering. You need to get our four CD set on geoengineering, and then you got our on the threat of an EMP attack, the four CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. It's really very, very real. Somebody asked me the other day, why would this, we really have an elite who run this America, why would they want to destroy America, their base? And I said they wouldn't. They want to lower our living standards, but they don't want to totally destroy us as the EMP attack. But did you ever stop and think that maybe God is going to bring his judgment on America? And if there is an EMP attack, I will tell you it is going to be God's judgment coming on this country. Because the longer I live, the more convinced I am of this fact, and that is that God does rule in the affairs of men. And certainly if a sparrow cannot fall without his knowledge, and a great nation continue without his blessing, and I believe God is withdrawing his blessing from this nation because this nation has turned against God. and the churches have not spoken out. Our ministers, the vast majority of our people go to churches, but they infiltrated the religious ceremonies long ago, and they suddenly destroyed the effectiveness of our churches. They've got into the seminaries. Ministers are told not to speak out on this thing. I just got a letter yesterday from a minister who listens to our program. He's been asked to leave his church. We're going to have a discussion here. Hope to raise please pray for America. Pray for major liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8977. Carl?
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.